Time for a look at the news for this, the 12th day of August for 2021. Oh, the U.S. Forest Service will step up wildfire suppression. Recently, U.S. Forest Service Chief Randy Moore sent a letter to field operations giving the direct direction to temporarily cease managing wildfires for resource benefit, suggesting that instead federal firefighters increase their focus on wildfire suppression. In the letter, Moore said that the 2021 fire season is different from any before, and the National Multi-Agency Coordination Group has raised the national preparedness level to the highest level of 5 back on July 14th, which is the earliest this has occurred in a decade and the third earliest ever. Moore went on to say in the letter, managing fires for resource benefit will cease for now. The Forest Service has been criticized in recent weeks for its response to the Tamarack Fire, which was not actively suppressed until high winds caused the fire to rapidly spread on July 16th. The fire now has burned over 68,000 acres in total and destroyed 15 structures in Alpine County. It's now 82% contained.
Governor Newsom, along with leaders from the California State Board of Education, Department of Public Health, and union groups like the California Teacher Association, announced yesterday staff at all California schools will need to verify they've received the COVID-19 vaccine or take weekly tests. Now, the directive includes all K through 12 school staff, ranging from teachers to custodial to transportation. Now, the governor's office reports the new policy for educators takes effect August 12th. Schools must be in full compliance by October 15th. And on a side note, the California Supreme Court on Wednesday declined to consider reining in Governor Newsom's emergency powers during the coronavirus pandemic, leaving in place a lower court's ruling. The governor acted within his authority. The governor used his emergency powers to suspend school deadlines, block evictions, suspend medical privacy rules, and push back tax filing deadlines, amid dozens of other decisions. Newsom faces a September 14th recall election driven largely by anger over his handling of the pandemic, including his unilateral imposing of restrictions, such as the nation's first stay-at-home order in March of last year.
And with the recall of Governor Newsom drawing closer, let's review how that election will work. First off, all ballots must be mailed out to voters by this Monday, August 16th. The recall ballot will have two parts. The first is a simple yes or no question. Should Governor Gavin Newsom be recalled from office? The second part asks the voter to select which candidate they wish to take office if Newsom is removed. A total of 46 candidates will be listed. Whoever receives the most votes would take office, but only if the recall receives a majority of yes votes. Voters do not have to vote on both questions for their vote to count. For example, a voter could just vote on the recall question without selecting a replacement candidate. Much like in the general election held last November, all ballots in the election will be mail-in ballots and can be mailed from any mailbox. In addition to mailing in a ballot, voters can also drop off their ballot at the County Administration Center on Court Street in Jackson. Starting on August 17th, ballot drop-off locations will also be available in Ione, Pine Grove, Pioneer, Plymouth, and Volcano. Please check with the County Elections Office for details on addresses and hours of operation. Voters have until August 30th to register to vote, and all ballots must be either turned in or postmarked by Election Day, September 14th, in order to count.
And expect 5 to 10 minute delays today between Industrial Court and Prospect Drive on Sutter Hill. Also, one-way traffic control in effect on 104 from 49 to near Ampine Fiberform Road for paving 7 to 5, then continuing overnight from 7 to 5. Again, motorists should expect 5 to 10 minute delays. Use alternate routes when possible. The work subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction related issues. And remember, for the safety of workers and other motorists, be work zone alert.
And Amador County Public Health reminds everyone becoming fully vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best protection for preventing serious illness and hospitalization. And today there will be a pop-up clinic offered at the Sutter Terrace Mobile Home Park from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Both the Pfizer vaccine and Johnson & Johnson single dose will be offered. No appointment necessary. Homebound individuals may also schedule a home visit to receive their COVID-19 vaccine. Appointments may be scheduled by calling 223-6407. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.